Should be a good one, though.
Should be a good and quick.
What is up? I am your host, Chris, joined by my pal, Dan. It is the Beer Field Podcast. At Beer Field Hop, at Beer Field 3. No Ryan Miner tonight. He is in a water park somewhere, and electronics and water parks don't really mix all that well. Also, no YouTube tonight. That's not by plan, but for whatever reason, it wasn't letting me edit the episode title, and I just didn't care that much. So, welcome to the show. Gonna be another short one, more of another news cycle episode before we start our draft coverage next week. So, with quarterbacks and tight ends, so just another easy get through before we hit that hard. We've already been debating amongst ourselves, working very very hard to decide what our non-existent show rankings are gonna be. Should be fun.
Yes, because we totally care.
It'd be fun. Let's just say JJ McCarthy's got divisive presence.
I can't wait. Thankfully, our special guest next week is on my side. Oh, he actually has him rated. I think he has him ranked higher than me, which I don't like.
Where do you have him?
I have him at 3. I've debated between him and May. I'm very. It's just a lot of debating between him and May.
Definitely like May more, and we'll see when I get down here to Nix and Penix and some of the other guys.
I swear to God, if you have Nix over McCarthy, I'm just gonna quit. That'll be the end of the day for me.
We'll find out. But sounds like we have the same 1-2, so that's good.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, like I said, this is just gonna be a news episode, but that doesn't mean there isn't beer. There's always beer or something of the like. So,
true.
What's fueling beer fueled?
Got.
So I am I'm drinking kind of the beer that inspired Distill to do their dill pickle sour. So our old Texas rep, you know, let us in a little secret in that, you know, pickle beer is the future. And this beer that has finally made its way up to Illinois, helped inspire that idea because they made a lot of fucking money from making it. And that is Martin House Brewing. Their sourdough pickle beer. Their soft pickle beer. So this is made in collaboration with Best Mates. What's that?
I like the label.
Yeah, it's very, very sleek. It's perfect. And of course, when you go to Martin House's website and you go to click on the beer to get some info, just some more info, it takes you to their Untappd page. And of course, like the third image on their Untappd page, it's someone pouring the beer up because they hate it and then ranking it half a star. And this is
every brewer's pet peeve.
And this is fucking why I hate on tap with an undying passion. Like the app I used to always go to when I worked for Benny, it's because I needed to. It's now my biggest sustain because it's just a bunch of fucking idiots who don't know how to actually properly rate a beer. They just hate it, so they rank it low as if the beer sucks. It's just not for them. Like,
based on their own taste preference.
Yeah,
it's
so stupid. It's like, and why are you even like? If you don't like pickles, why are you drinking it?
I've seen brewers share that they were top whatever on Untappd, and that's great. You're winning the court of public opinion. But every brewer I've talked to, which is not an insignificant amount, given where I'm at and what I do, same for you, you know, they hate it. And they hate it for exactly that reason, that you get a bunch of fucking people on there that don't really know. They're judging things, but I shouldn't say don't really know. They're judging things based on their palate and not execution, which is one of the founding premises of this show, is that when we rate something, we rate it on execution. Now, little different the last several years because we can just kind of pick up what we like. Most of us aren't generally buying things that we don't like. But when we were doing in person, where one of us would buy a sixer and we'd share, we'd end up with things that we just didn't like. I'm a beer judge. I end up with styles that I just don't like. I might be judging something that I just don't like stylistically, but that doesn't mean that it's executed badly. And that's where I think the common person gets lost is, they tell you what it's supposed to be. How was it executed? It doesn't matter if you like it. Like, it's me with lime beer. Now, I did have a lime beer last night that I really enjoyed. Not a lime beer, but it was one with lime in it. Old Harold did a kind of their version of a Modelo,
Okay.
but they did it with lime, and it just tastes like you put lime in a Modelo.
Yeah,
It
it's
but out of the tap. So I mean, it's really non-invasive. It's just there to give it a little bit of a back end
you
tartness.
just started to say hello. It's like, hey, I'm here.
Yes, but me hating lime. Well, one, I actually like that beer, but let's say I didn't. It's still so well executed that you rate it high. We're not here to tell you how to rate things on Untappd, but I mean, that's what it comes down to.
You got to be impartial. You
You do.
have to do your absolute best job of it. But when you have an app that tells you to judge something, I mean,
Yeah.
good luck getting a bunch of people to be impartial about something. That's why this beer has a 3.5
Right.
on Untappd. It actually, so it's funny because we're going through our pickle beer research, for this year. This
The
beer
whole
has,
department that does that, by the way, that just accredited research is pickle beers all
This
year, full
beer.
time.
This beer has a, I think, a 60% share of all pickle beer market. And then obviously we have number two and number five with a regular pickle and a spicy pickle. But it's in a growing market of people wanting to drink, pickle stuff with their liquor or with beer, like finally we're ahead of the curve, right? I think we're a little behind the curve on our 19.2s, and we were definitely behind the curve on our craft seltzers. I think being ahead of this is massively important, and I am wondering if we're a part of the reason why that Martin House decided to make their Illinois debut at some point. I think either this year or late last year. So, like, I think they've been in Chicago for a while, but they are now exploring
Beyond
beyond Chicago. So it's made us a little nervous, obviously being in our backyard now, but.
there's always room
Want it
for
later.
more. You know how
Yeah.
it goes, right? People like one thing and then they're like, well,
Oh, I've seen pickle
everybody
beers
else does this.
move up like crazy now since, especially since ours had
It, you know
exploded.
what? Pickle beers have moved up with me too. They've moved ahead of lime and my least favorite thing to have in a beer.
It's not for everyone, and I absolutely love it.
I don't like pickles though, so I mean that there you
Yeah. And
go. I'm not gonna like a pick. I don't like pickles. I'm not gonna like a pickle beer. Distills is really good
I've
for
had some people
what they're
tell me that
doing.
they hate pickles and they really liked it, and I've had people that love pickles that hate it. So
I get
it's
that a lot with coffee beers too. Like, I
yeah.
don't like coffee, but that beer was really good. And I was like, okay, well, I
It
mean, it's because
is
it's
a
a
coffee
beer with
sour.
an
Yeah.
impression of coffee, you're not a cup of coffee. Like they are different.
Maybe it's
So.
their gateway drug to coffee now.
Could be. Maybe I just helped the coffee industry inadvertently. Who
Yep.
knows?
Meh.
I'm drinking a Scotch ale, something less off the wall. I got a Schlafly's Scotch ale on hand.
Okay.
So just good old traditional Scotch ale. Don't see, I like traditional beer, kind of my thing.
Yeah,
And
that's been
I've
a
had
massive
one.
shift for me
Yeah.
this, past year and a half. I'm good on IPAs. I'm good on heavily fruited or heavily adjunct or hopped, dry hopped especially. I want a lager, which is why I think lagers are now the big trend this year. Everyone's trying to chase the good old clean Europeans style.
Good.
I know.
All right. With that. Okay. We're just gonna go through this. If it's worth talking about, we'll talk about. Panthers signed running back Raheem Blackshear to a 1-year contract. That's a special teams move. Only had 20 touches last year. Bleacher Report's Jordan Schultz said an NFL QB coach told him that's the type of season we're in. Michael Penix is a freak show. Locked in first rounder. Had a strong pro day. 4.5 40. I believe Michael Penix is a locked in first rounder. I probably do. I'm buying that.
It's been weird because he was a locked in first rounder for most of the college season. I mean, like it was him and Daniels were like neck and neck, and obviously Caleb was there for at least half the first year, and at least the first half when he was on his dominant tear, and then he went up against actual good opponents. That's not the Pac-12, and got exposed pretty heavily, especially in that game against Michigan. I like Penix. It may not sound that way next week, but I actually really like Penix. I think his style of play is. I just don't think it's of this. It's meant for this. I'm glad he ran well. I'm glad he had a good 40 time. This shows that he's recovered really well from his two ACL injuries, but he didn't scramble. He didn't scramble in Indiana. He didn't scramble in Washington. I don't expect his decent 40 time to
matter,
to do too much. He's also old and fairly smart. You know, like, not going to see the young quarterbacks like to run in the NFL. I just don't think that's going to be part of his game. But he's better Will Levis for me.
We'll have a good conversation next week, I think.
About
a lot
fun.
Of things. And really what it comes down to also, and we'll remind you of this next week too, is when we debate things like that, we'll sound like we're completely shredding a guy, and it may just be because he's one position lower than the next guy, like, on the show has him.
It does not mean much, but I do.
Every year.
I do think that Penix is a back end first round pick. I do think a team, if he's not going to go back end first, he'll go high day two, like Will Levis did.
Olamide Zaccheaus to the Commanders. Not really any waves there. Whoever Cody Davis is, retired after 11 seasons. He was a safety, I guess.
Huh, yeah.
Jaguars signed Josiah DeGuara, formerly of the Packers, 1 year deal. More of a blocking tight end, just 47 receptions and 436 yards for his career. This one's interesting. J.K. Dobbins. He's been cleared for football activities after suffering a torn Achilles in week one this past year. Looking for another shot. He's meeting with the Chargers. He's also where Gus Edwards is, but we know that, you know, Gus Edwards is not necessarily feature back. You can get the job done, but not what you want to lean on. So, I mean, Chargers could be a team looking for a lottery ticket in the running back market. And J.K. Dobbins is, I mean, he's exactly that. You're banking on a guy that has all the talent in the world to stay healthy and be able to recover from an Achilles injury.
Not just one, but this
second.
Second one. And I wish him all the best. I really hope he can carve out a career, and maybe, because he has got to really take on a full workload, I think, in both college and in the NFL. I think he only had one heavy working season with Ohio State. You know, if he can make the full recovery, hopefully he can have a longer career. But it's hard to see a guy coming off two Achilles injuries this soon. And at this
point, it
wasn't
the same leg, right?
I don't think it was the same foot, no.
I don't think it was either. But they're opposite legs. That doesn't
Which
matter.
Is, but I guess, hopefully good.
to whatever that doesn't matter, to whatever degree it matters.
Yeah, right.
Chiefs are signing a rugby player to play running back and wide receiver. We've seen that work out before. Rugby players do transition sometimes. Louis Rees-Zamet, if you're so inclined, I guess.
So he's the true hybrid. He is the true...
Yeah.
The true H-back.
Lions resign Nate Sudfeld to back up Goff. Malik Nabers, 4.35 40 at his pro day.
Jesus Christ. I mean, he looks really fast.
42-inch vertical, 129-inch broad, elite.
Yeah, it was all Adunze at the combine, you know, and now with Harrison not testing at all at his pro day or combine, Neighbors was like, well, I guess it's time for me to shine. And will not be surprised. It will not shock me. And I will put money on this that Neighbors is the first receiver off the board.
Yep. The other thing, too, like, the hype on this wide receiver class is going to be through the roof because Harrison already had enough of it. Yeah, the neighbor's lighting this up, and it came out this week that Roma Dunze had an all green reception perception, which has
first
never
time,
happened before.
First time ever that he's got a college players. Yeah. And also of note, through the reception perception profile, Marvin Harrison Jr. has the highest double team rate that he has ever seen. I think it was like almost, it was over double of what is average. Nearly, like, it was like 21% of his routes he was double teamed on, right? Shaded coverage his way, and he was still able to be as productive as he is. We are looking at a dream top three, potentially,
and
hopefully
not too bad after that either. So
no, it's still pretty goddamn good afterwards.
It's gonna be a good class,
hopefully.
On paper, hopefully. It looks like a good class.
Yes, that part's true.
Jacksonville situation, just to fill a little bit of time. Doug Peterson said Tank Bigsby needs to be more involved in the team's rushing offense. He's also said that ETN is not a bell cow. I buy that ETN isn't a bell cow. As an ETN manager last year, I saw how they were using him and kind of protecting him and stuff a bit down the stretch. But I don't buy that Tank Bigsby is the guy that's taking those carries.
No, I firmly agree. I think this class has, has some decent running back size to it. As I pull up the good old database, guys like Braylon Allen, who I still think, even though I don't think he should, I still think he's going to go day two. Got the running back from Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bigger backs in this class that could easily be a day three pick, and
and a couple of them are going to land
and take over that role.
So that's what you're watching for with them, though. That's the other problem with
if the NFL told us anything, though, is they're like, well, yeah, we like these free agents a lot more,
yeah,
but we're still going to draft some of these guys pretty high.
Yep. Let's see. Broncos went ahead and signed Josh Reynolds, formerly the Lions, 2-year, $14 million deal. Yeah. Jerry Jeudy replacement, I guess. They restructured Tim Patrick, but he would be a favorite to slide in right now behind Sutton. At least be a top three in that offense.
Yeah, I think we're looking at what, Sutton, Mims, and Patrick?
Right now,
Reynolds probably being, it depends, because Mims' role is pretty much secure. I would think. Reynolds is. Yeah,
neither is Tim Patrick, and that's where I think the opportunity here is.
Yeah,
decent depth signing by them.
I think it'll be an ugly rotation of a position, class on a team you want nothing to do with. Like, the team's going to be rough.
Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce said he wants, quote, a damn runner at quarterback.
A damn runner at quarterback.
Yeah.
There's only one for that
player that he hated to guard, and there is only one for that.
Maybe LA trades up and tries to go after Daniels. I think they're at what, pick six?
Vegas?
Yeah, I think they're at six. They're at six or seven. No, they're not at seven because that's Atlanta. I think they are at six.
I think so too. Wasn't Atlanta eight? I thought Atlanta was eight.
Atlanta is eight. Are they eight? I always get confused. Is them? Yeah, they're at eight. Tennessee is probably at seven. No, the Raiders are at seven. Tennessee's right. At six. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Tennessee's seven. Giants are okay. Six.
Giants are
the
six.
The Vegas Raiders are 13.
Oh, they're 13. I would say they're behind. Never mind. They're
behind Minnesota.
Giants is who I was thinking of. I mean, yeah. maybe they'll draft Penix then. He showed some legs.
Right. In his pro day. Just now.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. We'll just, take him.
Tre'Davious White to the Rams. 1 year, $8.5 million.
That's that one.
After his cut for cap space. That's that one. Jets re-signed somebody I've never heard of. Cordarrelle Patterson hangs around to the Steelers. 2 years, $6 million. Good for him, I guess. Packers signed Greg Joseph.
It's about to be the best kicker of all time. You know how You know how kickers do after they leave Minnesota.
Well, and they're obviously not satisfied with Anders Carlson. He had a really down rookie season.
Yeah.
So it's competition.
True.
Hey.
Hey.
Wasn't it Blair Walsh that just sucked everywhere after he really got out of Minnesota?
Yeah, it was him. It's mostly because of Daniel Carlson. It's gone on to have like a pretty goddamn good, career with the Raiders
Yeah.
after he shit the bed in Minnesota.
Yep.
Like, shit everywhere.
Packers are going to use Josh Jacobs as a pass catcher out of the backfield. Good job. We're going to use the back with a skill set for that skill set. Okay.
Sure. I'll see it. I'll see it when I believe it, baby.
Oh, NFL
Oh,
rule changes. I forgot about these.
yeah.
So new trade deadline. It's moved out from week 8 to week 9.
Good.
So that's good news, I guess. You let teams give teams another week to figure out what they're doing. The NFL's adopted, I love this, the XFL's kickoff rule. So, have you seen it or are you familiar with it?
Yeah, my app.
Yeah. So, those that don't know, it's where the non-kicker and non-returner, you can have two returners back deep plus the kicker. And so your coverage team and everyone else is lined up. The NFL is doing it at the 40, the opposing 40, and they can't move until the ball is caught. So basically you have a line of scrimmage established at the time that the kick is received, and then from there it's essentially a running play. So it gives you a chance to you reduce injuries because you don't have guys flying at full speed with each other, but it actually gives players a chance to make a return. It's essentially a really deep running play that you get to play with at that point. Onside kicks, you'll have to state that intent beforehand so that you can line up in a traditional formation. I like them trying to get the kick return back in the game.
I do. And I'm wondering if they can try to onside. I mean, they probably won't, but
Illegal. They made it illegal, I think, to be a
okay,
surprise
so
onside
there's
kick.
no more of that like
Yeah, for
oopsie
sure.
onside kick type of thing. You don't really
Yeah.
see that often anymore anyways, but
Now, what you're going to see more of, you're going to see kickers not trying to touch it back and acting more like punters and trying to pin teams deep with it, give them a chance to return again, with the
yeah.
idea that you can stop them, get through the line. So it'll be interesting to see how teams play this. I'm curious how it impacts the NFL. It was fun in the XFL. Let's see. Brian Callahan is Titans head coach. Brian Callahan said Calvin Ridley's role will be very similar to the Ja'Marr Chase role in the Bengals offense. Well, hate to tell you, Brian, Calvin Ridley is not Ja'Marr Chase.
No, just because you want to pay him like it. Does that mean he's just going to magically become it?
Nope.
So,
Yeah, good
good
luck.
luck with that.
Because if you use them that way, they're not the same player. Let's see. Luke Schoonmaker, shoulder surgery. Damien Harris retired from the NFL after 5 years. He suffered a neck injury last year, I think, and never got back from it.
Just rough. He's struggled to stay healthy, if I can remember correctly.
Last couple years, yeah.
Yeah, it's been up and down battle for him.
The Browns are close to extending Kevin Stefanski and GM Andrew Berry. 37-30 since Stefanski took over in 2020.
Been good. As much as I like to hate on him, he's found his perfect fit in Cleveland. That's about as many good words you're gonna get from me as being a part of the Watson debacle.
Giants owner John Mara said he won't stop Joe Shane from drafting a quarterback. And we've kind of been on this a little bit with the injury guarantees around Daniel Jones. Should he get hurt and how much money becomes guaranteed? At the
Yeah.
same time, this is a team that's needed wide receiver help for years at this point, like 3, 4 years now.
It's been swings
So.
and misses, and then with really dating back to the Kenny Galladay
Right, the Kenny Golladay signing.
botching. Yeah, it's been you know, they got something out of Sterling Shepard for the early part of his career before injuries took over from him, but it's been swing and misses. Wandell can't stay healthy. The mass swing and miss with Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, you really haven't had a lot here since Odell. So, I firmly believe that they should go wide receiver at six. And, you know, you roll your dice. You're not worried about Jones and throw it out and let somebody else start and just blow it again. I don't know.
Yeah, that or just go offense. You know, I'm all firm from building from the trenches. Obviously, they don't need edge rushers or anything, as they just traded with, you know, with the Panthers to Brian Burns, you know, matching him up with Thibodeau. But, yeah, wide receiver feels like the right move, especially if it's going to look like the top four QBs are going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe New York gets aggressive and tries to trade up, you know, with the Patriots, maybe with Washington, and obviously with the Cardinals, if they want to try to, you know, prevent the leapfrog from a team like Minnesota or the Broncos or the Raiders. But it's there's been really nothing about them wanting to move up, and I don't think they're going to get, you know, maybe they'll reach on a guy like Penix or Nix or Rattler or somebody, because it looks like the top four are going to be gone before they pick at six.
Yeah.
At least based on the betting markets and everything else, that's what it's shape up to be.
Yeah, and I don't think they should trade up. I would just say roll with it. You're going to be due for a rebuild. Yeah. You need to commit to it. Get the receiver and go. Jets owner Woody Johnson said, if we don't trade Zach Wilson, we're keeping him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool, man.
Those are two of the three options. Yep.
That is your dynasty owners everywhere. Man, if I can't get a third round pick for him, I might as well just keep him.
Right. Tom Pelissero reports people who know Commanders GM Adam Peters think he likes JJ McCarthy. Okay. Great.
It's the betting odds. That's been so fun to watch. Like last week, McCarthy was like plus 800, plus 900 to go pick two. As of, I think today, it was plus 225. So you have Daniels, who's minus 175 or 125. And I think May is plus 175. They're all tight. And I expect those lines to be very much in movement. And it's making picks three and four also very interesting to see how those look.
I just hope they do that. That'd be a really Commanders thing to do.
See, the Commanders thing, you know, to do at this point, which I think I wouldn't be surprised if there's phone calls, is they want to move up to one and some God offer that they'll give to Chicago. They move up one spot to take Caleb. That's the only move I see Washington making, is moving up.
I think Bears fans would riot at this point if it's been Fields
the way
Williams,
that everyone's talking about it, yeah.
And then it's actually neither. We end up with Drake May.
It's going to be May. It was May all along.
This is going to be May.
And then, man, it's been a wild offseason for the quarterback conversations, especially for that one guy who's a former NFL scout. Oof.
Which guy?
Some guy whose moniker is, you know, as a former NFL scout.
Okay.
And he had some of the worst
takes ever.
Worst breakdowns I've seen. Like, Grant, okay, I get it. You know, you have your preferences, but Jesus Christ, man.
Speaking of people,
I'll just say
takes.
This. He's got Spencer Rattler as his QB1. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say.
Speaking of people with bad takes, first off, I hate the fantasy football media space where there's got to be a heel character every time.
Yeah.
RG3's take that Caleb Williams should just Eli Manning in this thing. Well, first off, landscape's changed. Second off, like, I'm sorry, man. All due respect to RG3, but You got beat out by a dude that drives a minivan and listens to Creed and lost your job and didn't have a secure starting job in the NFL after that. I don't think you got the room to be judging any franchise or anybody.
No. Though I do place some of that blame on the Mike Shanahan for his handling of
I do too,
RG3's injury that season and making him pretty much, you know, not protecting his player from himself in that case. But yeah, you're not wrong. It's been quiet. Like, this is what happens when you've been the QB1 for 2 years in your class.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to get prospect fatigue, especially now when it's, you know, when it's your actual draft class. And because he's as polarizing as he's become, just, you know, giving him being more open about how he wants to look,
yeah,
which has also been, whew, God yeah. forbid a guy wants to express himself.
Ooh. Right.
No wonder right. mental health with men is
in the fucking
terrible. Thankfully, Kyle Brandt of the NFL Network and of, you know, of all that, you know, had a good 5-6 minute rant about why the men in this space can be fucking terrible. Because it's men. That's let's be honest. It's a fake men. It's men. Golf Rock, he's got a pink phone case and he put lip gloss on and he pinks his fingernails. Oh God. How is he ever gonna lead a locker room?
Yeah, because people that do that can't be leaders. It's not the 1940s.
Oh God. Jesus. Why can't we go back to the days of Bill Parcells and
when coaches were men
and Terry Bradshaw
on the sideline instead of cut off hoodies? And
I want to have my quarterback smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Jay Cutler's on the sideline. Back in my day,
I'm a bigger Caleb Williams fan because of it all, too. I've already liked the guy.
Yeah, back in my day, they didn't wear helmets.
Yeah, back in my day, it was barely leather.
You could still tackle somebody and roll up all over their ankles. Hip drop tackle got banned, by the way.
You could still hip tackle it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you could drop hip.
Old man.
You could
hip
drop tackle anybody.
You could just hit him straight in the head and knock him out. And he'd be, yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
Steelers signed Kyle Allen.
What?
Yeah.
More quarterback, because I guess QB3. They needed a token white guy there.
I guess. Anthony Richardson expected to be ready for spring practice. Stetson Bennett expected to participate in offseason workouts. So, good for him if he's on the way back. Nobody's really said anything about why he was gone, but there was speculation that he was dealing with some demons. So, he's good enough to be back. That's cool. I'm happy for him.
I always root for a comeback from addiction. So,
yeah, me too. Even though we talk a massive amount of shit to Stetson Bennett for being ancient, it's all different when humanity comes into play.
Yep, exactly.
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell said he believes that Sam Darnold's best football is ahead of him.
I love the smoke. I do think I think we could get some good Sam Darnold football if depending on how they go quarterback. I can easily see Darnold, you know, as the leader. I mean, he's going to be the starter probably for most outside of like Caleb and like maybe Penix. Nate Daniels or McCarthy are probably going to be behind Darnold in quotes to start the season. But you never know. You might get some good preseason play from him.
I miss this.
What?
NFL competition committee is now permitted to correct certain types of incorrect calls for roughing the passer and intentional grounding if it's enforced incorrectly. The play will come from the replay official. Will not cost coaches a challenge. It's purely objective.
I mean, that makes sense. You really can't.
So they can get...
They can challenge that play anyways anymore. You can't challenge penalties.
No, so it sounds like they're giving them freedom to reverse them if they're called wrong. So that's...
Good.
That's good.
Good. Maybe I don't care if the game slows down a few minutes. Get the fucking calls. Get the fucking calls right, please.
Especially the big ones like that. Like, 15 yards is huge for roughing the passer if it wasn't. So just get it right.
They need to go back to... Didn't they used to have the 5 and the 15 yard? It was like, I thought they had back in the day, there was a 5 yard penalty version of roughing the passer. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought there used to be a 5 yard one too.
I don't know.
But either way, please do it. It'd be good for everyone.
Mike Tomlin, no, it's just the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields shit. We already know about that. Dolphins made an offer to Odell Beckham. Nothing signed yet. Bears hosted Caleb Williams. They're super happy with him. Trade talk. Peyton, it's realistic to think the Broncos could trade up in the draft. Jerod Mayo said the Patriots are open to trading the number 3 overall pick.
As they should. I mean,
everyone should be if you can get a haul.
Yeah. Newland definitely feels that way. That roster is pretty woefully bad.
Yeah.
And a quarterback's not going to solve all the problems in the world.
Antonio Pierce said Aiden O'Connell has earned a chance to compete for the starting quarterback job, along with Gardner Minshew and apparently the damn running quarterback that they signed, I guess.
Love it.
Jerod Mayo, Jacoby Brissett could absolutely be the team's starting quarterback next season. Patriots fans everywhere hope not.
He's return home.
This is how slow the news is this time of year, though. There's just, we're confident in this guy. We think this guy can do this.
Brown, we're getting so close to the draft season. It's you know, people don't want to actually give too much away. So you're going to start seeing smoke like, I think Sam Darnold's ears are going to be the best coming up.
Yeah. I thought you said Sam Darnold's ears, and I was like, hey, yes.
It's Sam Darnold's ears. Sam Darnold's
ears are the best they're ever going to be. Absolutely. That's it. Gus, yeah, there's a Gus Edwards Belcon news. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So, beer review, and let's end this. Except I have no longer idea how long I've been recording. Maybe 30, 40 minutes. Doesn't feel like it. Shit.
Beer review.
It's been so long, too, I feel like.
Yeah. A little tired. All right. I'll go first. Scotch ale, malty, doesn't rank high to its ABV. Not estuary or anything like that. Real approachable. There's something in the finish, and it's not quite like sulfur, but this is really minerally, kind of. And you know, I get this with a lot of Schlafly canned stuff, which is why I typically don't buy them. I guess, because it's got like, there's something on the back in there that like, it doesn't give me the full like mouthfeel I expect to get out of a Scotch ale, or what I like out of a Scotch ale. It's very drying, almost like I'd expect it like a Hellas or another lager. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's a water thing, because again, it does taste minerally and not necessarily full around it or what it is, but that's not uncommon for just them, I guess, out of things that I've had. And I know that they're big for a reason, but that's just something I get off of their shit that they can. Always. So, probably a good beer, probably a lot better on draft.
Probably. Again, this is best made sour pickle beer from Marnhouse Brewing out of Fort Worth, Texas. This drinks exactly what you would expect. A sour beer using pickle juice. It's pretty tart. Not overly bad, but obviously when you add in actual pickle juice, it makes it even a little more tart. And obviously have you on the mouthfeel when it comes to that. So if you don't, again, if you don't like pickles, you probably won't like this beer. I advise anyone and everyone who gets a chance to try a pickle beer to try it, because it's really unique. It's super fucking weird. And it goes good. It goes, you know, good with all sorts of shit. So But, you know, Biden's still pickle beer instead.
All right. That's the show. We'll be back with more. You know, thank you guys for tuning in the last 2 weeks, bearing with us through these news episodes. We roll those pretty easy. We'll be back to do more in-depth draft coverage and more normal show rhythms and everything next week. So looking forward to that. Favorite time of year.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.
See ya.